listener exclusive.
What do you mean I got to cook breakfast? I'm supposed to be doing a radio show. I haven't got time to cook breakfast. Anyway, it's a Friday. It's time for the Friday Brekkie Wrap.
Thank God it's Friday!
Yes, that's right. It's Friday Brekkie Wrap time, a chance to look back at the week that was and take a listen to some of the highlights and, well, let's face it, some of the lowlights on the Brekkie Show from the week. Let's get started. Matty Butcher in the studio this week to talk all things local sport. And after one round of the NRL, his Eels have a win. But he's carrying on like they've won the comp.
I just went past the Ticker Tech booth, mate, and the Dragon fans are all down there.
That'll get a run a few times this year.
You know what?
Hey, don't you talk. Heels, man.
Man, I haven't bought a ticket for a Parramatta Grand Final, regardless of win and lose.
No, because you're a realist. You'll have to get your great-grandkids a ticket. That'll be the next time the Heels are there.
Go team.
John phoned in to play birthday balls, but it seemed to me he'd rather be dealing with the four-legged variety. You're out at the Leeton Showgrounds this morning, mate.
Yeah.
Looking after the horses, eh?
Yeah, mate, I get more sense of them than I do most people. Not hard nowadays.
No, this is it. The more I know people, the more I love horses, John. Is that what you say?
Yeah.
Michelle phoned in for Celebrity Mumbles, and when she guessed correctly, she wasn't happy with the prize.
And when you said a failed marriage, I thought, it's got to be Nicole Kidman.
Would you like to be married to Tom Cruise, Michelle?
Oh, no, thank you. No, I'm not into Scientology.
Another listener, Murray, phoned in, and when I asked him what he would do with the cash, I realised he's got a bigger problem than me. $440, Murray, what would you do with that?
Mate, probably put it on my coffee bill.
Put it on the coffee bill.
Coffee, please.
It wouldn't be a week on the Brekkie Show without Police Inspector Glenn Smith. And this week, I asked him what songs play in the police car. Do you get to, you know, get around and play the police in the police cars?
No, I've never done that.
Have you? Do you have a go-to police song? And before you say no, I know that's a lie. But anyway, continue.
There is that song they seem to associate a lot with it, which was that Bad Boys from the
what
old...
What you gonna do?
Yeah, Cops TV show, but that's going... fair way back.
That's not the one, because you and I have spoken about a bit of an intro for this segment.
Oh, I fought the law and the law won.
I fought the law, yes. And the law won.
Not a bad song.
And it's true. The law will always win. I fought the law and the law won. The 8-year-old radio superstar Damon on the show this week. And top to tail, he was ready for school. You ready for school? You got everything sorted? Uniform, lunch, brekkie, you done all that?
Yeah.
You have?
I've done my teeth. I've done my socks.
Done your what?
Socks.
Your socks. Teeth and socks.
Yeah.
You got both ends sorted, haven't you, Damon?
Yep.
Okay, he's ready. He's ready to rock.
Griffith-born Trevor Long chatted to us this week on Tech Talk on some of the pitfalls of AI. Those AI photos, I mean, that's a conversation for another day, Trev, I think.
The one you want to look up is, I saw it last night, world leaders as rock stars. There are photos of Vladimir Putin, Kim Jong-un, Joe Biden, Donald Trump. It is absolute pure gold, Matt. I encourage you to find it and put it on your Facebook page urgently.
All right, it's on the list. I think Trump thinks he's already there as a rock star, but let's move on.
You are fake news.
Glenn phoned in for birthday balls, and I asked him what he would do with 450 big ones.
Well, I actually ran over my phone yesterday, so I'll get my phone fixed.
No. Hang on. How does one run over there? I'm guessing in the tractor.
Yeah. How'd you do that? I was greasing the tractor, and it must have fell out of my pocket, and I took off. And then I was wondering, gee, my pocket feels light. Phone's missing. Go back. I'd run over it with the tractor and the disc.
Oh, no. What happened to the phone? Is it all right?
Well, like, it's still working because I'm talking to you.
Uh-huh. Well, you're on the phone that you ran over yesterday in the tractor.
Absolutely. Apple iPhone, mate. Go for it.
Go for it. free plug for Apple. They need all the help they can get.
Is that my phone or yours?
The Yenda Public School kids in the studio this week, and young Austin was telling us about his big cricket goals to play for Australia. Would you like to play cricket for Australia?
Yes.
You batter, bowler, fielder? What are you?
Batter.
Any good with sandpaper?
No.
No? Well, you're going to have to be, mate.
It's not cricket.
And that is the Friday Brekkie Wrap. Now, where's my coffee?
A listener exclusive.